Here is my security news roundup for the week ending February 2nd, 2024. NSA admits secretly buying your internet browsing data without warrants. The U.S. National Security Agency has admitted to buying internet browsing records from data brokers to identify the websites and apps Americans use that would otherwise require a court order. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden said last week, the U.S. government should not be funding and legalizing a shady industry whose flagrant violations of Americans' privacy are not just unethical, but illegal. Wyden said in a letter to the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, in addition to urging the government to take steps to ensure that U.S. intelligence agencies only purchase data on Americans that has been obtained in a lawful manner. Read more at thehackernews.com. Police website reportedly used to host illegal IPTV sports live streams. A police website in the United Kingdom may have been hijacked by pirates. While tracking down some Freedom of Information Act requests filed with other police forces in the area, Torrent Freak noticed a strange font on the department's OPCC maintenance subdomain. In addition, the publication spotted hundreds of police URLs containing the OPCC maintenance domain while advertising illegal sporting event live streams. One link redirected Torrent Freak to a link for the Australian Open. This comes as the increasing demand for live sports content and the multitude of available streaming services, along with their climbing prices, inflame the legal streaming problem. Read more at cordcuttersnews.com. ChatGPT appears to have leaked private conversations. Updated. Update January 30th, 2024. After publishing this article, OpenAI reached out to Android Authority with a statement explaining the situation. The entire statement is posted here unedited. Ars Technica published before our fraud and security teams were able to finish their investigation, and their reporting is unfortunately inaccurate. Based on our findings, the users' account login credentials were compromised, and a bad actor then used the account. The chat history and file being displayed are conversations from misuse of this account and was not a case of ChatGPT showing another user's history. Read more at androidauthority.com. Musk's newest product promises to let you control your phone with your brain. Elon Musk's Neuralink made waves in recent years after the company demonstrated its wireless brain implant technology on monkeys. Now, Musk has revealed that a human has received the implant. Musk revealed in his X platform that the first human has received a Neuralink implant and is recovering well. The billionaire also shed light on the first Neuralink product. The first product is called Telepathy, and Musk claims it will allow users to control a smartphone or computer via their brain. He adds that this first set of users will be people who have lost their limbs. A brain implant that lets you control various devices could be a major boost for quadriplegics and other people with similar disabilities. Those who don't like Musk are crying foul. Most with debilitating disabilities are praising the advances announced. Read more at androidauthority.com. 6G doesn't exist yet, but Comcast has agreed to stop using 10G branding. The National Advertising Division found that Comcast's 10G branding for its Xfinity network was misleading, but the U.S. company appealed the ruling via the National Advertising Review Board. Now the NARB has agreed that the 10G term was indeed misleading. In agreement with NAB, the NARB panel determined that Comcast should discontinue use of the term 10G, both when used in the name of the service itself as well as when used to describe the Xfinity network. The use of 10G in a manner that is not false or misleading and is consistent with the panel decision is not precluded by the panel recommendations. Read more at androidauthority.com. New York sues Citibank over poor data security. The Attorney General of the State of New York has sued Citibank over the financial institution's alleged failure to protect customers against hackers and fraudsters, as well as its refusal to reimburse victims. New York AG said individuals in the state have lost millions of dollars as a result of cybercrime schemes that are possible due to Citi's failure to implement strong data security and anti-breach practices. As a result of Citi's lax security protocols and procedures, ineffective monitoring systems, and failure to respond in real time and properly investigate fraud claims, New Yorkers have lost millions to scammers, the AG's office said in a press release. Customers have lost their life savings, their children's college funds, or even money needed to support their day-to-day lives as a result of Citi's illegal and deceptive acts and practices. Read more at securityweek.com. U.S. slaps sanction on dangerous Iranian hackers linked to water utility hacks. The U.S. government on Friday announced sanctions against six Iranian government officials caught launching cyber attacks against Israeli PLC vendor Unitronics. The Treasury Department said the six officials are part of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Cyber Electronic Command, a Tehran organization responsible for a series of malicious cyber activities against critical infrastructure in the United States and other countries. The sanctions come roughly 2 months after hackers linked to the Iranian government hijacked ICS at the Municipal Water Authority in Pennsylvania and water utilities in multiple other states around the U.S. Read more at securityweek.com. Canada's Foreign Affairs Department hit by data breach. Global Affairs Canada, in a statement, said it activated an unplanned IT outage on January 24th to address the discovery of malicious cyber activity. The department, which includes the Canadian Trade and Foreign Ministries, did not say when the data breach occurred. Canadian media, citing unnamed sources, reported earlier that internal systems were vulnerable between December 20th and January 24th. GAC said its critical services and external communication channels were accessible and operational, and that IT teams were working to restore full connectivity. The department said it was contacting those affected by the breach with mitigation measures and that employees working remotely in Canada had been provided with workarounds to continue their duties. Read more at Reuters.com. This week's must-see on my YouTube channel. The battle against cybercrime is a continuous one, but AI offers a beacon of hope. By understanding the diverse threats and leveraging the power of AI, we can build a more secure digital future, one bite at a time. Please watch my video on that topic by following the link listed. Did you know? Despite the widely held understanding that Franklin D. Roosevelt had polio, his health problems and lower body paralysis could actually have been the result of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a very rare autoimmune disorder that damages the peripheral nervous system. Did you know that Australia is wider than the moon and snakes can predict earthquakes? Just thought you might want to know. He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life, thanks to Muhammad Ali. And that's a wrap for this week's Security News Roundup. Stay safe, stay secure, and I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.